deeper. New rules. It's 4:15. Andy Comfort on BBC Radio Humberside, live at the Bridlington Spa Theatre. Well, we've been here all afternoon, and earlier on we had some special visitors. We are in the auditorium of Bridlington Spa Theatre. The stage is being set now. The stage crew are getting ready as I speak. And I've got with me a group of children from New Pasture Primary School who are with the Children's University, and they've been at Bridlington Spa all day. So we're going to say find out who they are and say hello. So hello, what's your name?
Evie.
Hello, Evie.
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Ruby.
Hello, Ruby. All right, and I want you to tell me what you've been doing today.
We've been writing questions to ask you learning to interview people.
Right, what were you taught about interviewing people?
Not to be shy and always ask questions really loudly.
Good, all right, and I'm looking forward to your questions. So what else have you been doing today?
We went on a tour around Bridlington Spa.
What was it like?
Well, we got to go on the stages and it was really fun.
You got to go on the stages? Great. But that's good fun, looking down from the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous about doing that tonight, but there we go. Okay, Jessica, what was the best thing about today?
My favourite thing was, writing questions, because you really had to be creative and think outside of the box. I've got loads of questions just to be prepared.
Oh, right. And have you got some questions for me? Are they tough questions?
I wasn't really prepared for questions for you, but I've got tough questions for the person that we're
good, meeting. Good, good. I'm pleased to hear it. Okay. And you've got a press badge on, which is great. So you've been a journalist all day, haven't you? What was good about today?
Well, mainly everything.
And have you been running the social media account as well?
I'm on Facebook Live right now.
We're on Facebook Live right now, so what does that mean?
So it's basically where you can go live and, you can see all your friends and talk to people, and people can watch you.
So this is going out live as we talk. That's brilliant. Oh, thank you ever so much. All right, and let's go and speak to the people who've been looking after you today, and this is?
Hello, I'm Lisa Whitten from the Hull and East Yorkshire Children's University.
So what's it been like for them today?
It has been absolutely incredible. Teaming up with the East Riding and Yorkshire Council and the fantastic team at the Spa, we've been showing the youngsters the wide variety of jobs available within marketing and communications, and just opening their eyes to career opportunities locally. But now we're giving them the opportunity to get involved and interview yourself as well. So it's really exciting and giving them skills and raising the confidence.
And, I mean, they obviously are enjoying it, I can tell that, but they must take a lot home from this.
Oh, they do. I mean, once the school said that they informed the children that they was coming on the experience, the children just could not wait to get involved. And the grinning from ear to ear, and even the most shyest of children are really coming out of the shells. You really can see the confidence grow. And it's opening their eyes to various technical careers as well. They've met the team who prepare all the food behind the scenes at the spa as well, and then to come on stage here in the auditorium at the Bridlington Spa is something really special.
Thank you. And Nick Proctor from the East Riding Council, who you've been going around with them today, and it's great that they've got this opportunity to go behind the scenes here and see everything.
Yeah, one of the children said it was actually a once in a lifetime opportunity, which is great to hear. They've really enjoyed it, they've really risen to the challenge. And personally, I can't wait for them to turn the tables on yourself, Andy, and start asking you the questions and getting some interesting responses, no doubt.
Have you seen the questions?
I've seen some of them, and I helped gave them a few prompts as well, so they've got thought about what part you're playing and that kind of thing. And we've told them to ask some obvious questions, but also some unusual questions, and try and get some idea of how you're feeling, are you nervous, and so forth. But I won't give it all away.
Thanks to Nick Proctor there from the East Riding Council, along with Lisa Whitten from the Children's University, and the pupils from the New Pasture Lane Primary School, whose questions were brilliant, by the way. They did ask me loads of questions, and we posted the photos, and they wanted me to do it in the costume, the Sheriff of Nottingham costume. So great questions like, why do I enjoy being the baddie, and what's it like being on Panto, and how, you know, how many rehearsals have we had? Some super questions. And then there's always one that they're a little googly. Do you work with anybody you don't like? Well, I mean, didn't like to say Jason Hardy, obviously, but anyway, what do you say to that? There were some super questions, brilliant, and I think they've got a load out of it today. It's a great thing they do, so well done to everybody at the Children's University and all those at New Pasture Lane Primary School. Well, it's 4:20.